From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. I will read John chapter 4, the verses 43 to 54, in a moment or two. But first of all, let me tell you that we will have a guest speaker on our programs over the next 3 weeks. He is the Reverend Peter McIntyre, the minister of Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church. Peter will be speaking on both our morning and evening broadcasts. He hopes to host his own program on the radio soon, so this will be an opportunity for listeners to meet him. He will be with us for 3 weeks then, starting next week. Listen out for him, please. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I'll play another extract from the sermon I am currently offering free to our listeners. It's entitled, A Letter from God, Addressed to All Men, and it's based upon the text, Men and Brethren, Children of the Stock of Abraham, and Whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. That's Acts chapter 13, verse 26. I'll also be continuing our study of the duty of the Christian to witness for Christ. That study is entitled Concern for the Unconcerned. Please join me then at 9 o'clock this evening. Now let's have our Bible reading. John chapter 4, the verse 43. Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honour in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman, whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him, and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his word. Now here's an old-fashioned hymn, When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound, and it's sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saints of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roar of stars that come around the bear, when the roar of the stars that come setting sun, let us talk about his wondrous love and care. roll is called up yonder and is there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be.
Our subject this morning is the healing of the nobleman's son, John chapter 4 and the verses 43 to 54. From the atmosphere of real revival blessing in Samaria, the Saviour moves back to the region of Galilee where, at Cana, he had wrought his first miracle, verse 46. It would appear that he did not stop at Nazareth, his own country, for there was no regard paid to him by the inhabitants of that place. The Saviour had begun his public ministry there, and it is recorded in Luke chapter 4, the verses 16 to 30, that the people were so angry at his words that they tried to kill him by throwing him off a cliff. The reason for the rejection of Christ by the people of Nazareth is given us by Christ in verse 44. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honour in his own country. Is this not proof of man's wickedness? The only reason for rejecting Christ was the fact that they were familiar with him. Truly, familiarity breeds contempt. To be contemptuous of the gospel simply because it is a message with which you are familiar is most sinful indeed. Man loves the new, the different, and the novel. He will cast away the grand old truths of the gospel to grasp at the empty glitter of some new-fangled religious hocus-pocus, and so cast away heaven and salvation. By nature we are no more wise than the infant, which will set aside its nourishing food in order to grasp at a shiny button. Only eternity will tell what the folly of the people of Nazareth will have cost them. The Saviour then goes on to Cana. There he was received with respect. The loss of the Nazarenes was the gain of the Galileans. While the Saviour is at Cana, he is petitioned by a nobleman to heal his son. Verse 47. Please learn, first of all, that the rich as well as the poor have their afflictions. In these days of lotteries and television game shows such as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, there is a notion abroad that money removes all of life's woes. It is not so. The money and the nobility of this man counted for very little as he looked upon his sick and dying son. Doubtless he had tried by the use of his money and his influence to obtain healing for his son, but it was in vain. The rich are subject to most, if not all, of the problems the rest of us must bear, as well as many of which we know little. Silks and satins may make fine garments, but they do not ward off trouble. The weary labourer may well rest more easily in his humble cottage than does the nobleman in his castle. It has been rightly said that the higher the tree, the more it catches the wind and the storm. David was happier while he tended his father's sheep than when he wore the crown of Israel. Secondly, notice that sickness and death come to the young as well as the old. It was the nobleman's son who was near to death. How often the children precede their father and mother to the grave. Only last week I took part in a very sad funeral, and joined with father and mother as they buried a son. Praise God they had the immeasurable comfort of knowing that their son was a true believer. His life, from the time of his conversion as a lad of 12, had testified of that. If you are listening to this program and are carelessly casting aside all thought of eternity simply on the basis that you are in your teens or your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, and therefore think you have plenty of time, listen to these words. His son was at the point of death. Verse 47. Thirdly, notice that affliction very often serves men well. I say this because it was the trouble that had come into this nobleman's house that brought him to Christ. The outcome of this sickness and trial is recorded in verse 53. The father believed, and his whole house. Heaven has a multitude of people who link their salvation with affliction and trouble. Does not Bartimaeus, even at this moment, bless God that his blindness drove him to Christ? Affliction of the body is one of God's medicines by which he administers spiritual healing to the soul. Affliction is often the only evangelist that some will listen to, and at his bidding they turn to Christ for mercy. If you are sick today, let your sickness speak to you of the brevity of life, of the inevitable decline into the valley of the shadow of death that we all must experience, but which so many foolishly, sadly, blind themselves to. Let your sickness pluck at your sleeve until it has your attention and points you to Christ for the saving of your soul. David said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted." Psalm 119, verse 71. Millions will echo those words on that great day, the last day, when all men shall stand before God. Will you likewise bless God for the sickness that caused you to seek the Savior? One final point. Christ's word is sufficient for deliverance. The nobleman wanted the Savior to come in person to his home and heal his son. Christ didn't go personally, but he spoke a word and it was done. When the nobleman arrived home, we read in verses 52 to 53, that he discovered that the very moment at which the Savior spoke the word was the moment when his son was healed. The word of Christ still delivers men and women, boys and girls, from death and damnation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John chapter 5, verse 24. Will you put your trust in Christ for your salvation today? Will you follow the example of the nobleman? The man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. Verse 50. Believe the word of the gospel today for your salvation. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. The Lord bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.